title policy, title commitment, and endorsements. Paragraph 6. Title policy and survey. Paragraph 6.A. Either buyer or seller can pay for the owner's title policy. In most cases, the title policy is paid for by the seller. The title policy is generally issued by the title company listed in paragraph 5. The policy contains 9 exceptions promulgated by the Texas Department of Insurance as follows. Restrictive covenants common to the platted subdivision in which the property is located. Buyer should be certain that any intended use of the property is allowed under the restrictive covenants. These covenants are commonly referred to as covenants, conditions, and restrictions, C, and RS, or simply deed restrictions. This exception is not referenced in the farm and ranch contract. Certain taxes, standby fees, and assessments. The title policy ensures that all property taxes and assessments are paid for the most current year available. However, certain tax exemptions claimed by previous owners could result in more taxes being assessed against the property in the future. The lender may ask that its mortgagee policy delete the exception for subsequent taxes and assessments by any taxing authority for prior years due to change in land usage or ownership. In such cases, the title company may require that the taxes be calculated and paid. The issue here is the possibility of rollback fees or other assessments that might become due because of the sale of the property. Rollback taxes are discussed in paragraph 6 of the farm and ranch contract. Liens created as part of the financing described in the contract. That is, the policy does not cover the penalties of the purchaser's failure to repay a mortgage. Utility easements created by the dedication deed or plat for the subdivision in which the property is located. This exception is not referenced in the farm and ranch contract. Reservations or exceptions otherwise permitted in the contract or as may be approved by the buyer in writing. For example, a reservation of all or part of the minerals. The standard printed exception as to marital rights. This would relate to homestead, community property, or survivorship rights of any spouse of any insured. Texas homestead laws address the rights of a spouse or survivors of a property owner. The issue in this exception is the possible creation of community property rights or homestead issues, even if the purchaser is buying with the intent to hold the property as separate property. These rights in a spouse may be created at closing or at some point in the future. The standard printed exception as to waters, tidelands, beaches, streams, and related matters. This exception addresses a number of issues, including the rights of government entities and others to access land from the mean low tide line to the vegetation line, and issues relating to the construction of bulkheads and other improvements on waterfront properties. The standard printed exception as to discrepancies, conflicts, shortages in area or boundary lines, encroachments or protrusions, or overlapping improvements either will or will not be amended to read shortages in area. By default, a Texas title insurance policy does not insure against boundary issues. Coverage is available by purchasing an endorsement that extends the standard policy to cover boundary issues. An endorsement is a change made to a standard insurance policy. The title company will do so if they are provided with a satisfactory survey. If boundary coverage is chosen, either the buyer or seller can pay for the cost of the endorsement. The cost of coverage, which is commonly referred to as a boundary deletion, is 5% of the cost of the owner's title policy on a residential transaction. If the boundary deletion is selected, check the appropriate box to indicate whether it is to be paid for by the seller or the buyer. The exception or exclusion regarding minerals, approved by the Texas Department of Insurance. In many cases, a lender requires the removal of the exception to areas and boundaries, which protects the lender, but not the buyer. The exception to shortages in area will remain on the policy, which means that while the title policy will protect the buyer and lender from issues with encroachments and overlapping improvements, it will not ensure the exact quantity of land being purchased. This endorsement is often referred to in the business as survey insurance. Paragraph 6, CLB. Commitment. the title company has 20 days from the date that they receive the contract to deliver a commitment to the buyer and the title company for title insurance. This paragraph also provides for an automatic extension of the delivery period for up to 15 days or 3 days prior to closing if the commitment cannot be delivered within the 20 days allowed.